CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Tulsi Gabbard has been confirmed as the nation's Director of National Intelligence.
Yeas are 52, nays are 48. Nomination is confirmed.
The only Republican holdout, Senator Mitch McConnell. There were a lot of questions about Gabbard's past comments on a variety of issues. Senator Chuck Schumer.
We simply cannot, in good conscience, trust our most classified secrets to someone who echoes Russian propaganda and falls for conspiracy theories.
CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Among her goals in the position, Gabbard says she wants to make intelligence agencies more transparent and shut down programs she sees as unconstitutional.
President Trump spoke by phone today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The call, Trump says, was lengthy and highly productive, and he says will lead to negotiations on Ukraine. He also spoke with Ukraine's president. In Brussels, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with European defense chiefs. Here's correspondent Michael Wallace.
Hegseth says President Trump wants to end the war by bringing both Russia and Ukraine to the table, but he warned Ukraine will have to make some sacrifices.
Returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective.
Hegseth added,
the United States does not believe that NATO membership for Ukraine is a realistic outcome of a negotiated settlement.
He says any international force sent to Ukraine to help keep the peace will not include U.S. troops.
We're learning more about the Russian who was freed as part of a swap for American Mark Fogel, who was released from a Russian prison yesterday. Here's correspondent Nancy Cordes.
His name is Alexander Vinnik. He ran one of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchanges, but he was arrested on suspicion of money laundering, and he pled guilty to conspiracy.
He was arrested in Greece in 2017 at the request of the U.S. and is in custody in California. With winter storms racing across the country, the driving has been dangerous. There were nearly 900 accidents reported in Virginia.
The roads are in no condition to be out just driving around and going places. If you have to be out because of working, then you should use a lot of caution. Otherwise, stay home.
Another storm is moving through the Midwest. There are tornado warnings in parts of the South. Inflation accelerated last month for everything from gasoline to groceries.
The index for eggs increased by 15.2% in a single month, the largest increase in the egg index since June of 2015.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger says this will likely underscore the Fed's resolve to delay further interest rate cuts. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are currently down 219 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Slow and steady to start, now it'll pick up. Snow has already piled up in places a few inches, with more still to come. The National Weather Service has the winter storm warning running through 3 a.m. There have already been a number of spinouts and crashes, with law enforcement everywhere saying to slow down and give yourself some room to stop. A snow emergency runs in most communities through tomorrow. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine officials say they're working to improve snow removal efforts after facing criticism for the last time. A statement from the city of Racine says they've increased staffing. However, they're reminding people that plows prioritize main roads. An effort between Parkside and a local hospital group is getting renewed. Read all about the plan to support area healthcare workers at RacineCountyEye.com. Again, a winter storm warning through 3 a.m. and snow emergencies in most communities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles got a win at home, 68-58 over DePaul. Cam Jones, 19 points in the game, moved him to the number 3 all-time leading scorer in Marquette history. Stevie Mitchell was 17 for the Golden Eagles and 9 assists on what was the game plan for the first half.
We knew they were going to go zone because they did that last time, so we prepared a lot for that zone. And, you know, as the game went on, just sticking with what we were doing, I think in the first half we were driving it hard, but we were were missing some shots. They have good players. They're contesting it. So I think we just were able to stick with what we were doing, even though the results necessarily weren't what we wanted in terms of finishing or making shots. And I just think that's just a testament to, you know, our trust in each other, our trust in, you know, our coaches, and, you know, our coaches trusting us.
Marquette is now off until next Tuesday when they host Seton Hall. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Winter storm warning with a good 4 to 6 inches possible throughout the day. High temperatures will hit the upper 20s and snow could be quite heavy at times. It'll be enhanced by the lake with another 1 to 3 inches expected tonight. This would put storm totals anywhere from 5 to 9 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Doing all right. Is there anything that you believed as a kid that you now know is not true, but it was just kind of weird? Let me give you some examples. This was on social media.
This might help, yeah.
This person said, I thought women got pregnant by overeating. I told my mom to eat more so I could have a little brother.
Okay, yeah, I get it. I see what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I thought Kenny and Dolly were married.
Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton?
Yeah,
okay, I can see that.
I thought they were a couple. Yeah. I thought they were married and they were always together performing.
Islands in the stream.
Yeah,
I get it. I thought that if you stirred something, like if you were in the kitchen and you stirred something and then you stirred in the opposite direction, it would become unstirred.
Well, that's kind of true. I mean, there's some science projects that'll prove that. I've seen some somebody pouring some dye into some oil, perhaps,
okay,
and they spin it around and then they spin it back. But typically, yeah, what you're talking about in the kitchen cooking, that ain't going to happen.
Right. This person said, I thought that bank machines gave as much money as you wanted for free.
Oh, no.
That would be nice.
Oh.
Okay. This person said, I used to believe that teachers lived at the school inside their classrooms. It wasn't that always weird if you saw your teacher, like, you know, at the grocery store or something? Like, what are you doing here?
Well, and I know about that because my mom was a teacher, and it was still weird for me seeing the teachers, and it got even weirder because they all talk to each other.
Yeah, right.
It's a different story.
Yeah, don't talk to, that's Mrs. So-and-so. Don't talk to her. And finally, this person said, I thought if someone kissed me, we were married. Yeah, I can see. All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Confusion until happiness is local news and timeless hits there from the Doobie Brothers on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Mark your calendar. Saturday, February 22nd. Downtown Racine is the place for the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. There's going to be 10 locations serving up chili. There's going to be ice sculpting. There's going to be a scavenger hunt for the kids. It's from noon till 4 that day, Saturday, February 22nd, Downtown Racine. You want to learn more? Here's what you do. Visit our website, WRJN.com, and click on the Racine Downtown link.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Another sad day and night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Flint.
Swinging, two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, how are you enjoying the snow out there? By the time it's done today, it said 3 to 5 inches, but another 1 to 3 tonight. Could see just a little bit tomorrow morning, then becoming sunny. Tomorrow's high 18.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
In the world, I said, oh, won't you come over and talk to me? just a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County closed up shop, so did Kenosha County. The business of both counties came to a close today with snow impacting operations. A statement from each municipality mentions the snow. Gateway and Carthage joined the area school districts in canceling classes today. Slow and steady to start, now it'll pick up. Snow has already piled up in places a few inches, with more still to come. The National Weather Service has the winter storm warning running through 3 a.m., The rate of snowfall will pick up later into the night, with up to 9 inches possible in places. Some areas might not see near that much, with lake effect snow to blame for the range. There have already been a number of spinouts and crashes, with law enforcement everywhere saying to slow down and give yourself some room to stop. A snow emergency runs in most communities through tomorrow. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. A Racine company made a nationwide top 10 list. Read more about Jim and his garage door service in a spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A winter storm warning with a good 4 to 6 inches possible throughout the day. High temperatures will hit the upper 20s and snow could be quite heavy at times. It'll be enhanced by the lake with another 1 to 3 inches expected tonight. This would put storm totals anywhere from 5 to 9 inches. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna way. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. A study finds that people who work extra hours are more likely to drink more. So apparently you're working overtime to pay for the drinks?
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a chance, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no, no, no.
Don't love and love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No, 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 no.
Oh,
no,
oh,
no,
oh, 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 don't hurt me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl who throw my love away, but I still love.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? As the cold winds blow in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh,
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The story of the day, snow. Snow throughout the day, maybe tonight too. Several inches by the time we're all done. Tonight's low, well, we're going to see lows around 14, then tomorrow up to 18 for the high.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Today's WRJN big deal of the day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. This Valentine's Day, sweeten the moment with a dessert they'll love. Warm their heart with cobbler fresh from the oven, paired perfectly with creamy vanilla bean ice cream. Or fall in love with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, comforting treats for a chilly winter's day. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Please.
It is Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight, all over the world. You can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Cracked and roll the geet on board. Gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know? I'll have my time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar. Sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl. A song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracking rules and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright. Cause we got all night. Set the world.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Little Scoop, you don't know, you don't know what I got. Little Scoop, you don't know what I got. Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if he had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Scoop. You don't know.
This
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Trump administration zeroed in today on ending the war in Ukraine. In Brussels, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
As the war approaches its third anniversary, our message is clear. The bloodshed must stop, and this war must end.
President Trump was working the phones, as Stacey Lynn reports.
They were very good calls. They were very positive.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The administration is wholeheartedly committed to a peace deal to end once and for all the Russia-Ukraine war.
As to who will lead in the negotiations, she says President Trump has asked
Secretary of State Rubio, the director of the CIA, John Ratcliffe, our national security